This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:38. It is Friday morning. It's Friday,
Yeah, it is.
Gotta get down on Friday.
To the weekend,
Friday.
We should do the montage later for the last time.
Yeah, last time in 2019.
Oh, my God. I haven't even processed that we're going 2020.
I know.
When we plug back in, it'll be 2020.
It's insanity. It really is.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. You can get the app in any one of the Google Play Store, the App Store, wherever you get apps, and then you get the radio.com app, and then you put the Sarah and Vinny show on, and then you listen to us anywhere you go. You can get it on your Apple CarPlay, and then it's
boom,
so if you don't reach us, it's radio.com.
Right.
All right, here's what's happening. The debates were last night. The Democratic contestants gathered, seven of them on stage, and they all debated whether or not they are the best person for the upcoming election in 2020. Did you watch any?
I didn't. I read all the synopses this morning.
I read about it, too. I liked what Andrew Yang?
Yep.
Had to say about the impeachment and the hyper-focus on maybe the wrong things, right. But that's my opinion. So he was saying something that I think.
Right.
Whether or not that's going to actually affect the election remains to be seen.
Right.
But if the Democrats lose the election, a lot of people say, oh, right. Yeah. Some people told us we should, you know, maybe focus
better
on how
focus.
We can fix things.
Right.
So
easy
anyway,
way to change everything.
It was an interesting way that I thought he tackled it. But he also, that guy in particular also said, I know what you're thinking, America. What is that guy still doing up there? That's also very charming, in my opinion.
And there he is. I want to say it's Andrew Yang who has Donald Glover is part of his campaign, and like
I wouldn't be surprised.
Rivers
he's
Cuomo
very
from Weezer.
Packed, yeah, he's from
a lot of
LA
people really like him.
He's a tech entrepreneur, and
yeah.
New York, right?
Yeah,
the one thing
around.
That I really, you know, it's that whole everyone gets $1,000 thing.
Like,
please stop with that. That's just sounds dumb.
But he's a smart guy. Maybe he can work
it out.
Well,
he is smart. He's like, read my book. I'm like, all right.
Biden looked good, according to what I read. I also didn't watch, but I did read it.
Yep.
Anyway, that happened last night. Hopefully it helped you make an informed decision. I'm actually not a declared Democrat, so I wouldn't get to
me
vote
either. I'm
in the primaries anyway.
They sent me a thing where I could choose to, even though I'm a registered independent, there was a thing where I could choose to vote in either the Republican or the Democratic primary. Did you get that?
I wouldn't have looked at it.
No.
There's a lot of mail coming through right now. I'm a little
Well,
distracted.
John looks at all the election stuff, so.
Good for him.
He tells me what to do, you know.
I asked you before the break, is it wrong? And you didn't even let me finish.
You
said
yes.
Well,
you have to ask, Vin.
Well, you don't, sometimes you have to ask.
All right. Tell me what it is, and we'll
There's a 57-year-old guy named Barry Pointer from Kirksville, Missouri, and he's a communications professor at Truman State University and one of the three elders for the local Church of Christ.
Oh. Is that the Mormons? Church of Latter-day Saints? Church of Christ?
Church
is that
of
just
Christ.
A
I
Christian
don't know.
Thing?
I can't say.
All right.
The church has posted homophobic messages on Facebook in the past.
Oh. Fun.
So, what do you think this guy's in trouble for?
Being a homosexual?
Barry apparently would go on Grindr, meet young men, some of whom were students at his college.
Right.
And then would offer to give them things for sexual favors, including gas money and Arby's gift cards.
Oh, Arby's.
Oh,
wow.
Arby's.
Arby's gift cards apparently is his go-to gift.
He loves Arby's.
His trade gift for sexual favors. He was busted after a student at Truman State the school where this guy is a communications professor. He was busted after a student there tipped off the cops. They set up a sting earlier this month. And when Barry showed up to trade gifts for sex, he tried to flee. He ended up being arrested on one charge of patronizing prostitution. He's looking at 6 months in prison and a $1,000 fine. The university says he's been suspended. His name is no longer listed on the Kirksville Church of Christ website. And they also took down their Facebook page where they'd posted the anti-gay messages.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not wrong to be gay. And you can work out whatever deal you want in a private
setting between two. It's not wrong.
But it is wrong to be all those things and be a member of a church I just hate the people that stand on the mountain and spout the things that they're doing when they walk back down off the mountain. I think that is really wrong.
Shame. Ding, ding.
So in the end, it turns out it is wrong.
Shame.
The other stuff he did, not that wrong. Being gay, totally not wrong. Trading favors and Arby's gift cards for sex. Look, you're consenting adults, all of you. As long as you're all consenting adults, I think that's totally fine. I don't care. But
look at guys setting their standards so low, though. My God.
Arby's, I am hungry.
Right.
What was the other thing? Take me out for a steak before you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm these put out. It won't even be like you're paying me.
You can't even buy me a filet and I'm going to do that to you? I mean, come on.
Well, starving college kids.
Oh, gas money was the other thing.
Oh, gas money.
Gas money.
Well, did cost me $5 to get here.
Unbelievable.
It's funny. It's always the way, though. The people who yell about it the loudest,
look
there first.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
A rock star.
A rock star. Let me see if that's on the... Hold on.
Always wanted to be a rock star. Well, when I was really little, I wanted to be a horse trainer.
Mm-hmm. Horse trainer. Shannon! musician is at number four on the list of most common answers when you were young.
That's got to cover rock star, right?
They're asking adults, so this is different than if they were to ask the
what
kids
did you want
today.
To be?
Well, first I was going to be a pro skateboarder,
uh-huh.
And then that wasn't working out. So I was going to go pro surfing,
uh-huh.
And then that didn't work out.
Mm.
And then I for sure wanted to be a rock star or an actor, but that's just glamour puss stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be a great life. Did I want to actually put in the work to become someone who could read lines and make them believable? I didn't.
Mm.
I didn't want to do that. I should have, because I think, you know, if you put your energy into something, you can become that.
I agree with that. I think if you really dive in and put in the required work.
And I have that sort of sick, psycho-warped focus when I want something.
Yes.
That I can only see this.
Yeah.
Robot thought.
A little obsessive.
Right. But I didn't want to... Well,
there were other things to do.
Well, are they actually learning how to say words they've read? That's stupid. Except it's not, because when you get up there and go... When you ask kids today what they want to be...
Right.
Not only are you not just reading that, but you're not even saying it at all.
Right. You're not saying it.
Right.
You're reading it word for word.
Doctor's the number one answer that kids gave. The number one thing
How
they
about
say.
When I was really little, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Oh, that's
veterinarian
big,
came
yeah.
in at number three.
Okay.
How about teacher?
But then I realized
teacher
what
came
you
in
had
at number
to do.
Two.
Oh,
that's
what
good.
What about firefighters and policemen?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you have to do?
Oh, you know, just... cut animals open,
oh,
shove
God.
Things somewhere.
Sure.
I realized shove I wasn't things. Cut out for...
You just wanted to cuddle and comfort
yes,
animals.
Exactly.
You didn't want to actually do the hard things. That...
Exactly.
Sure.
That's it.
Broadcaster was, as I, of course, got a few years older. Is that on there? And
well, broadcaster did not make
true.
The list.
Yes,
police officer came in 10 at 10. Writer came in at number 9.
Oh, sure. Writer.
Business owner.
Oh, just a business owner.
Business owner. Number 8. Artist. Professional athlete. I guess that's pro skateboarding, pro surfing.
Sure.
Did you
sure.
say this is for kids or adults?
Did they ask adults today what they said? What they would have said they wanted to
so
be?
YouTuber is not on there.
No, YouTuber would be what my kid would
right.
say today.
Yeah.
Right. We should ask kids.
And there's no question that I as I've seen that come up in other stories, and my kid hadn't really seen YouTube very much, but now she has.
Mm-hmm.
She gets, you know, the iPad 20 minutes a week, maybe 40,
yeah.
Totally spread out, but she loves it. Mm. She'll fall into that for the 5 or 15 minutes she gets in that sitting, and then when I say, all right, give me that. I mean, she's like bummed, but knows that there's only one answer immediately.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or you'll never see it again.
Right. That's exactly it. So that's, unfortunately, watching her pull her eyes off and hand it over is like that. God.
It's the worst thing in the world.
The paintings with the kids with the giant eyes.
Yeah.
With like
yeah.
Big
tiny
eyes.
Sparkling
right.
Tears.
Jeez.
Here you go.
Doctor, teacher, vet. Musician, movie star, professional athlete, artist, business owner, writer, police officer, all on the list for grown-ups today, what they would have said way back when.
Right.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Fact to fact to fact to fact to fact.
The number one song on the Billboard charts at the end of the last decade was...
10 years ago.
Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Wow.
New York.
That's a great song.
I don't know how that came into... I don't know how it times out, but I know when me and the missus went to Big Sur,
mm-hmm.
that album, the CD was in my player nonstop.
Mm.
So it's very much tied to our
your
time at Post Ranch and our time uh-huh. in Big Sur.
I love you.
The final number one 2 decades ago in December of 99 was Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas.
That was a huge mm-hmm. song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was big. What's going to be number one? What's number one right now?
It's Mariah Carey. In 1989, it was Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
Oh, boy.
And in 1979, a song called Escape.
Escape.
Do you know Escape?
I don't know. Is it like a disco song or something?
I think you know. Do you know who Rupert Holmes is?
That does sound familiar. Can you see if you
can find
it?
The song Escape by Rupert Holmes? Don't say it. Just play it.
Oh,
don't say
snap.
It. Just play it.
Ha ha.
I love this song.
It's the Pina Colada
song.
It's called Escape.
Funny.
I never knew
Come with me
it was
and
called
Escape.
That.
It's actually called Escape. And in parentheses, the Pina Colada
song. Yeah.
Or that's how I've always seen it written.
In the rain. And this move into yoga. Half brain. If you like making love at midnight.
Do you think the name was changed after it became known as the Pina Colada song? Or do you think he put that in there when the first release happened?
I bet they called it Escape, yeah. And then everyone was like, you know, the Pina Colada song.
Right. He realized no one's buying my record because they can't find the record uh-huh. with the song they want on it.
Put Pina Colada on there somewhere.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun was written by a dude.
Oh.
A guy named Robert Hazard wrote it and recorded it in 1979, but it didn't become a
hit. Oh, my God, hilarious.
Until Cyndi Lauper covered it 4 years later.
Can we hear the original?
Who's it by?
Robert Hazard wrote it and recorded it.
Huh.
I cannot
Girls
wait
just
to hear
have
his
version.
All right.
Let's hear how much Cyndi changed it.
Let's see here.
Oh, is that the guy?
Look at him. Huh.
She didn't.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
It's almost punk.
Yeah.
What
year was this, Ben?
This is...
79, I think.
Yeah, 79.
Huh.
It sounds so punk. I'm surprised.
Very.
He's wearing a suit, though, in
the
picture.
And a skinny little black tie.
He looks kind of like Rick Springfield or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, sort of. That hairdo.
There you go.
That's funny.
Wasn't a hit, though, until Cyndi Lauper.
Hilarious. Hide her away from the rest of the world. Just wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. Just wanna. I should play that for Pat. We should do that in the band. It'd be fun to do a punk version of that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Morning party people. What's the sleep app you guys were mentioning earlier? Merry Christmas and hope you get laid.
It's the sleep number app. It's the bed that we have. We do ads for Sleep Number, so we sleep on their beds, and we've got this Sleep IQ app.
And you can control the bed, yeah. And it also reports back to you how right. you slept.
But you got to have the bed right. the hat to do it.
And they have a great deal running right now. I'll tell you all about it at 8:25. Shame.
My resting heart rate is about 90, says 925.
Oh, my God. Why?
What's going on there? You might want to see a doctor.
If that's your resting heart rate? What happens when you walk around?
Yeah.
John's is really low, like he's a dead guy, you know? Like 49 or 50, sometimes I look at it and see what his average is. I can look at his side of the bed. That's another thing on this app.
Yeah, that's my... She's up now because she has since texted me, but I could see she was still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to John. Yep, in bed tracking sleep, that bastard. Yeah, his heartbeat. No, his average is 53. His heartbeat yesterday was 47, though. 13 breaths a
47?
Minute.
47?
Average breaths 12. Crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like he's dead.
Does he run daily?
He doesn't. He does. He works out, though. He works out. Girl, look at that body.
Dang.
Arby's gift cards, my brother says. He gave them Arby's gift cards because he cares about them and didn't want them to use the money for drugs.
Okay.
What?
He thought if he gave them money, they'd just go buy drugs.
Yes, Vinny is right. John Mayer has said in interviews he taught himself Stevie Ray Vaughan locked in his room. Most guitarists, you don't get too much honesty out of musicians right. when they're grown up and they've accomplished all this because they don't want to seem like dweebs. But the ones who are honest will say, 8 hours a day in my room every day.
That's all I
for
cared about.
2 years.
Right. Or
I
more.
Came out an accomplished musician,
right.
but I never left for right. years.
Well, you got to go to school.
And,
you know.
And if your mom and dad make you.
Sure. Because
plenty of kids that I grew up with, yeah. their parents weren't making them do anything.
Oh.
You never dealt with that?
No.
It was so trippy to see that there were some parents who were like, do whatever you want. I'm not dealing with you.
No. Nope.
And the kid would go, okay, I'll be in my room smoking pot.
Well, at least I know where you are.
That's crazy though, huh?
Yeah.
You wouldn't see that today.
Well, I don't know.
No.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, there's plenty of hovercraft parents, but there's also plenty of parents who are
busy,
fairly hands-off, and both of them are working full-time. Or there's only one of them, and that person's working two jobs. You know.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Facebook party that everyone's talking about.
Whoa.
I know. It's crazy.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.